Let's get a look now at what is in this bill. It's more than 100 pages. Stephen Perlstein is a business columnist for The Washington Post. And tell us broadly, what's in this proposal?
Well, there's three main parts to it. The first part will have the Treasury use some of the money to buy up asset-backed securities, mostly bonds backed by mortgages in the open market by running auctions. Right now, no one is buying these things, and that has artificially depressed the price. And the theory is that if the government becomes the buyer of last resort and runs auctions so people compete to sell, that we can establish a new, higher, more reasonable market price that isn't so infused with the fear that right now dominates the marketplace. The second thing the bill does is allow the secretary to make negotiated sales with one institution that's in trouble, buy a lot of stuff from that institution at a negotiated price, not at an auction price, in exchange for taking stock in that company and probably taking a controlling share of that company. And the third thing that the bill does, very importantly, is says the government is probably going to get control of a large number of mortgages as a result of these purchases. And the government is going to say to the people who manage those mortgages, never mind what the banks used to tell you, what we're telling you now is we don't want to go into default if we can avoid it. We don't want to go into foreclosure. Renegotiate these loans with the homeowners. Give them a break on the principal, reduce the principal, lower the interest rate, stretch out the payment terms, whatever you need to avoid foreclosure.
So about these mortgage-backed securities, I mean, these are obviously what's being called the toxic debt, the worst of the worst, what the companies themselves don't want and can't get other companies to buy. So the risk here being that these are so bad that the government won't be able to recoup its investment in them.
The people at the Treasury aren't nincompoops, and they're going to hire very smart people to run these things. And the idea is not to try to get something that was worth zero to pay something for it. The idea is to get something which is now trading at 22 cents on the dollar and get it up closer to its real price or its economic value price, which is 40 cents on the dollar.
Now, there were two provisions that seemed to outrage a lot of people, a lot of regular people who aren't on Wall Street, one being the outrageously high executive compensation and the push for limits on that, and two being this provision in the draft proposal that would have given the Treasury Secretary unlimited power, unchecked power. Those two provisions were changed.
To be truthful, Madeline, the Secretary is given in this enormous power. You have to do it that way. There's no other way to do it. There's a lot of money. He can spend money in a lot of different ways. It doesn't say what kind of auctions. It doesn't say what kind of sales. It doesn't say how fast he has to sell it. There's a lot there is in government that gives the secretary of this department or the other a lot of discretion. This one gives it an inordinate amount. But there's no way around that. We're on uncharted waters here. There's no map to follow. So you have to give him that flexibility. He has to be able to experiment. He has to be able to move with different changing situations in the market, which is changing every day. So there is a lot of power. You know, people said it's a blank check. No, it's not a blank check. It's for certain purposes, and it's at $700 billion. And beyond that, he's got a lot of discretion. So if you don't like that, well, then don't do it. But the alternative is even worse. Now, as to the executive compensation, there are limits here on the executive compensation of anyone who does a direct deal with the Treasury. There are some limits on executive compensation for any bank that sells a considerable amount of assets to the Treasury through the auctions, $300 billion or more. But the truth of the matter is that those salaries have already been paid, Madeline. It's out the door. So it's important to keep our eye on the ball. We may be outraged about how much money they made, but our outrage and assuaging our outrage is not going to solve an immediate problem, which is very, very serious.
And here's the ultimate question, which no one seems to be able to answer, at least not right now, is will this work?
Well, nobody knows. It's a pretty good chance that it's not going to hurt, and there's a pretty good chance that it will bring some what economists would call liquidity, some movement of cash, some buying and selling to a market that is frozen, that is crucial to the economy working, to having credit flow through the economy the way it normally does to businesses and households that need it.
Stephen Perlstein is a business columnist for The Washington Post. Thank you.
Okay.